This recording, Puerto Rico 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so she made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was unable to hold into Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. And I remember before we left Cuba that Tia Freddy Santiago Pancho took us to see some parts of the island. And I remember seeing this place that was built actually by Castro. And they were tree houses. It was this valley where there were some trees that they have put tree houses there for recreational purposes. And they looked really cool. When we got here, the place where we lived, which was like this small apartment that was in this big house. Here in Puerto Rico, it was common that if you had a big house with a garage, you would make like an apartment in the garage and you would rent it out. So this house had this small apartment that my father rented, and that's where we first lived. And it was right in the middle of Santurce, in very center of the city. I studied here, and my life has been in Puerto Rico. I am a Cuban, and my family is Cuban, and I although I don't know that much about Cuba, or I would say even its history, I do like know general stuff, but nothing too deep. But I do think that's where I came from. Una aventura porque ella tiene mucha energía y nos mantuvo muy entretenidos y la verdad que fue un gusto estar con ella porque es una personalidad. Ella tiene mucho, como ella tiene preferencias, pero en una forma muy, ella es muy asertiva, pero muy dulce a la vez. Así que tiene la los métodos para conseguir lo que quiere sin ser rechazada. Como que muy inteligente. Yo creo que ella es muy inteligente. Tiene muchas destrezas de cómo manejar la gente y las situaciones.